Welcome from the Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition, and today's wonder chapter is Genesis chapter 31. And as we always start with the word of prayer. Almighty love, God, and I thank you for the gift of life, and I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, and I thank you for guiding us, for showing us the path of life. I want to thank you for all the small things that you have done for us, where you have gone wrong, Almighty God, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what we have done and what we have failed to do. May you forgive us, and may you have mercy on us. For all this believing and trusting in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Today's wonder chapter is Genesis chapter 31. And as usual, I start off by reading it. Jacob flees from Laban. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob has taken away everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father." And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude towards him had been different. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to the land of your father and to your relatives, and I'll be with you." So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, "I see that your father's attitude towards me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I have worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has always cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has allowed him to harm me. If he said the speckled ones will be your wages, then all the flocks give birth to speckled young. And if he said the strict ones will be your wages, then all the flocks bore strict young. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats were mating with a flock were strict, speckled, or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, 'Jacob.' I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are strict, speckled, or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land.' Then Rachel and Leah replied, 'Do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father? Does he not regard us also as foreigners? Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what was paid for us. Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children. So do whatever God told you.' Then Jacob put his children and his wives on camels, and he drove all his livestock ahead of him, along with all the goods he had accumulated in Padan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. When Laban had gone to share his sheep, Rachel stole his father's household goods. Moreover, Jacob deceived Laban, that Aramean, by not telling him where he was running away. So he fled with all he had, crossed the Euphrates River, and headed for the hill of Gilead. Laban pursues Jacob. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled, taking his relatives with him. He pursued Jacob for 7 days and caught up with him in the hill of Gilead. Then God came to Laban, the Aramean, in a dream at night and said to him, 'Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad.' Jacob pitched his tent in the hill country of Gilead when Laban overtook him. Then Laban said to Jacob, 'What have you done? You deceived me. You have carried off my daughters like captives in war. Why did you run away secretly and deceive me? Why didn't you tell me so I could send you away with joy and singing to music of timbrels and harp? You didn't even let me kiss my grandchildren and my daughters goodbye. You have done a foolish thing. I have the power to harm you. But last night, the God of your father said to me, 'Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, neither good or bad. Now you have gone off because you long to return to your father's household. But why did you steal my goods? Jacob answered Laban, I was afraid because I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force. But if you find anyone who has your goods, that person shall not live. In the presence of our relatives, see for yourself whether there is anything of yours here with me. And if so, take it. Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. So Laban went to Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and into the tent of the two female slaves, but he found nothing. He came out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household god and put it inside her camel saddle and was sitting on them. Laban searched through everything in the tent but found nothing. Rachel said to her father, don't be angry, my lord, that I cannot stand up in your presence. I am having my period. So he searched but could not find the household gods. Jacob was angry and took Laban to task. What is my crime? He asked Laban, how have I wronged you that you hurt me down? Now that you have searched through all my goods, what have you found that belongs to your household? Put it here in front of your relatives and mine, and let them judge between the two of us. I have been with you for 20 years now. Your sheep and goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten rams from your flock. I did not bring your animals torn by wild beasts. I bore the loss to myself, and you demanded payment from me for whatever was stolen by day or night. This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for 20 years. I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock. And you changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, you would have surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardships and toils of my hands. And last night he rebuked you. Laban answered Jacob, the women are my daughters, the children are my children, the flock are my flocks. All you see here is mine. Yet what can I do today about these daughters of mine or about the children that they have borne? Come now, let's make a covenant, you and I. Let it serve as a witness between us. So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. He said to his relatives, gather some stones. So they took their stones and piled them in a heap, and they ate there by their heap. Laban called it Jega Sahadutha, and Jacob called it Galed. Laban said, This heap is a witness between you and me today. That's why it's called Galed. It was also called Mizpah. Because he said, may the Lord keep watch between you and me when we were far from each other. If you mistreat my daughters, or if you take any of any wives besides my daughters, even though no one is with us, remember that God is a witness between you and me. Laban also said to Jacob, here is this heap, and here is a pillar I have set up between you and me. This heap is a witness, and the pillar is a witness, that I will not go past this heap to your side to harm you, that you will not go past this heap to this pillar to my side to harm me. May the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor and the God of their father judge between us. So Jacob took an oath in the name of the fear of his father Isaac. He offered a sacrifice there in the hill country and invited his relatives to a meal. After they had eaten, they spent the night there. Earlier the next morning, Laban kissed his grandchildren and his daughters and blessed them, and he left and returned home. Wow, another long wonder chapter. But this is the message that I pick from today's wonder chapter. A few messages though. And the first one comes from verse 3. What does verse 3 tell us? Then the Lord said to Jacob, go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I'll be with you. This was at the point when Laban's attitude towards Jacob had started changing. So what does God tell them? The Lord tells him to go back to his father's place. Why? The Lord was a step ahead. And the Lord will always be a step ahead. Because he was moving with Jacob and he was ahead of Jacob. He knew what Jacob was going to come through. So he advised Jacob accordingly. And in the same vein, this is how the Lord is in our lives. He's always a step ahead of us. He's always giving us instructions that we ought to listen. He knows whatever your enemies are planning. He knows whatever your relatives are planning. He knows everything everyone is planning against you. And he will always keep you ahead. He'll always keep you a step ahead. Why? Because we serve a living God who will never allow anyone or anything to triumph over you. And if you continue to verse 7, what does verse 7 tell us? Yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God hasn't allowed him to harm me. Amen. God treasures you. That no matter what you're going through, that no matter what situation you are in, no one is going to harm you. Why? Because you're in the shadow of his wings. He is embracing you. In the same vein, in the same way how the Lord couldn't allow Laban to harm Jacob, that is how he's going to take care of you. I'm going to verse 12. And he said, look up and see all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, spotted, or speckled. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. So many times we suffer silently. So many times we'll be going through a lot of pain. So many times we don't even have someone to explain to. Someone can be mistreating you, your boss, your relative, your friend, your parent, your guardian, and you have no one to turn to. But today the Lord is reminding you that whatever situation you're going through, whatever hardship you're going through, he's seeing how you're being mistreated. He's seeing how that situation is treating you. He's seeing how that disease is treating you. And he won't allow it to triumph over you. Amen. And my favorite verse today was from verse 24. Then God came to Laban the Aramean in the dream at night and said to him, be careful, do not say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. This just shows you how much the Lord loves you, how much the Lord is willing to be there for you. The Lord is your defender. The same way he defended Jacob from Laban, that's how the Lord will defend you from every situation, from everything that comes. That's what is going to happen. And did it stop Laban from reaching to Jacob? No. Laban went to see Jacob, but there's nothing that he did to Jacob. In the same way, we shall face problems, we shall face situations, but know that they will not overcome you. Amen? You might go through hardships, you might go through all that stuff, but none will overcome you. The Lord has not said that there will be no problems, that there will be no challenges. He hasn't said that. But you have to know that none of that will overcome you. And that's what I had for you today. That's what I planned for you to share with you today. Get time, read Genesis chapter 31. In a long time, tell us, what do you understand? The Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Write to us via our email, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or you can send us a direct message on Twitter or Instagram @dailygracewithalan. Oh, my slave God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for this time that you have given us. I want to thank you for always sharing with us. I want to thank you for always being there for us in one way or the other. So many times that we have gone through a lot, so many times that we have been suffering in silence and we think that we are alone. But today, Father, you tell us that you've seen how we're being mistreated. You see how everyone is treating us. And Father, you will not just let it go like that. You let us emerge out as victors, and you always be there for us. We pull this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.